Hey everyone, it's Justin. Thank you for watching and or listening to the podcast, and welcome to my house. It's time for another ServiceNow Store Highlights video. That's SSH version 0216-2024. That's February 16th of 2024. We have, in this episode, 29 new or updated applications. We'll have the breakdown right here. 3 compatibility updates, 3 fixes, 9 highlights, 6 minor updates, 3 new releases, and 5 release notes fails. Let's dive right into the episode and see what that's all about. 4 compatibility updates, like I said, we've got 3 of them. They are VMware Aria Automation Plugin, Visit Us, and Zebra Motion Works Asset Management Connector. Those were updates with Vancouver, and I think there was a Utah one in there, a compatibility with Utah. So that's the compatibility updates. We did also have 3 fixes, which are going to be Microsoft Exchange Online for security operations, PagerDuty for customer service management, and Qualys CMDB Sync were in our fixes. We also have some minor updates, and you can see them here. Delinea Server Suite Privilege Access Request, IBM Cloud Pak for AI Ops, Logic Monitor Incident Management Integration, Rubrik RSC ITSM Integration, Amaze by Intellective, and Live Agent Chat Integration. And I just realized it's not sorted by application name, so let's fix that real quick before we jump into our release notes fails. And I have a special release notes fail. I'm going to show you how annoying this is sometimes. Let's check out this Carbon Now from Deloitte Technology SA. This just made me laugh when I saw it. It's like so easy to make good release notes and just tell us what's new, what's updated. Why would I want to update? You know what they did? They put in here second release. Second release. Yes, we know it's the second release. It says version 2.0.0. Come on, everybody. We need better release notes than that, especially if you're going to charge people for these apps. But I'm off my soapbox. Let's go ahead. There were several release notes fails. Atomic Service Connector, Carbon Now, IBM Guardium Data Protection, Mobile Publishing, and Qualys CMDB Sync Service Graph Connector all had no release notes, repeated release notes, or useless release notes like you just saw with that example. And now that we got that out of the way, let's check out our new releases. First up on the list of new releases is going to be EY ITSM Blueprint. That's Ernst & Young ITSM Blueprint. Streamlines IT service management, integrating industry-leading best practices. Integrating industry-leading practices for rapid and efficient ITSM and AI adoption, ensuring robust outcomes and enhancing consistency and efficiency. Key features on the functional side, based on ITIL best practices, leveraging EY team's experience, insights, and industry knowledge from multiple implementations for accelerated delivery. Technical features, predefined set of process, workflows, SLAs, notifications, and survey, which helps businesses quickly roll out the processes such as incident management, problem management, change management, service catalog, and request management, knowledge management, and service portal. No screenshots on this one. This looks like more of a service than it does. You can see up here an application. There's a learn more button on here. Leave me a comment down below. Do you care about applications that are not applications in the ServiceNow store? It's supposed to be a place where mostly applications are, but leave me a comment. Do you want to see more of these, or should I filter them out so you don't have to look at them anymore? But until then, up next is going to be EY Procurement Experience. Similar thing to what we just saw. Harmonize procurement operations, optimize risk management, enhance user satisfaction, and streamline processes. Key features on this one, on the functional side, multi-team workflow, seamless interface and integration, end user alerts and visibility, on-demand virtual support, searchable data repository, performance monitoring, and embedded tasks and approvals. On the technical side, category management accelerator, buying experience, inventory management, EY TPRM accelerator, and supply chain ESG data monitor. We don't have screenshots, just a bunch of videos. So there's videos for this particular one, and I'm not going to click on those because you are either watching a video or listening to a podcast. So that's what's new from the team at Ernst & Young LLP. And last on our list of new releases is going to be firmware upgrade. Firmware upgrade is an application for upgrading the firmware of network devices. Interesting, I just had a customer ask me about that recently. So the key features on here, catalog request, integration hub, change request, and upgrade request. This is an Innovation Lab app, so it's beta mode, basically. It's not supported. You can't put it in production, usually. I don't see any words about production, but that's usually the case. And that's it. That's what's new from the team at ServiceNow's Innovation Lab. Let's jump into the highlights. Got 9 of them here. Shouldn't take us very long. The first one is going to be Assist for ITSM. It is updated to version 4.1.0 and includes these improvements: better flexibility and compatibility with your customizations in ServiceNow, and improved performance for data collection. There's a lot more words in the release notes than just that, but those are the gist of what's new in this version 4.1. Next up on the list of highlights is going to be Environmental Health and Safety Incident and Investigation, updated version 7.4.1. And in this version, we have in the workspace under EHS incidents, new center list layout with tabbed pages, enhanced injury / illness release property damage and vehicle damages page formats, ability to start a formal investigation after a simple investigation, and capture people involved and weather conditions as part of an EHS incident. Under establishments, improved OSHA documentation experience within the establishment pages. Under additional things, updated attributes to enable global search for EHS incidents, relabeled the time log attributes for clearer understanding, updated to time log calculation, update to time log calculation to include deleted actions, and they're also referencing another application, Serenity Core 7.4, which is also in our list of highlights, so we'll get that in a second. There were some bug fixes. They addressed a condition that prevented start investigation from being visible in the platform form view, removed duplicate fields captured within the report and injury record producer, and removed improper run as value on daily operational compliance schedule job. And with regards to security, they enabled the use of a standard ServiceNow REST request when integrating with the OSHA Injury Tracker application, replaced the establishment OSHA ITA token field with an API credential key reference. Great release notes on that one, and that's what's new from the team at Serenity EHS. And up next is going to be from ServiceNow. It's the ESG Utility Dashboard, updated version 1.0.2. And in this one, they've introduced the new Urgenet, I hope I'm saying that right, dashboard, and is being released with this version. They've put minor release, but I felt like a new dashboard with an integration to a third party was probably worth mentioning in the episode. Next up from Serenity EHS again is going to be Inspection and Audit Management, updated to version 7.4.1. And this one, they've grouped it similarly. In the workspace, we have a new center list layout with tab pages. Under additional, new due date based notifications on inspections, when tasks are overdue, due today, due tomorrow, and due this week. Ability to view platform notifications for inspections via the notification bell icon and next experience. Updated attributes to enable global search for inspections. Inspection console. Classic experience, they've addressed several performance issues related to non-required task attributes. They're also saying, see the Serenity Core 7.4 release notes. And as far as security, there's a fixed script to revert customization from ServiceNow maintenance on ACLs without role, condition, or conditional script if upgrading from version 4.4 or 5.2 or 5.2. That is what's new from the team at Serenity EHS. Next up, it's going to be International Mobile Service Automation, was updated to version 1.0.5. And in this version, they've done refactoring new subscriptions, service request filters, form fields read-only, warning message tariff/option change, fetch additional services, inventory additional services, ordering additional services, requested completion date, and contact person and delivery address. Next up, Juniper Mist Automated Provisioning was updated to version number 1.4.0. And in this one, under action changes, they add support of additional CLI command line interface fields in the following actions: Mist update device settings, create org switch template, and create org gateway template. There's new actions: create org alarm template, get org alarm template, list org alarm templates, create org webhook, get org webhook, list org webhooks, create site webhook, get site webhook, list site webhooks, assign org device profile, and unassign org device profile. There's some new data streams: list org alarm templates data stream, list org webhooks, and list site webhooks data stream, and some new subflows: clone alarm template, clone org webhook, and clone site webhook. Great, great release notes from the team at Juniper Networks. Next up is going to be New Rocket PCI something manager, program manager, updated to version 2.0.0. And in this version of PCI program manager, deals with the changes introduced by version 4.0 of the PCI Data Security Standard DSS. It's intended for all entities that store, process, or transmit cardholder data and or sensitive authentication data that could impact the security of the cardholder data environment. This application will assist customers with identifying the various assets that make up their PCI CDE and preparing for an annual report on compliance. It also solves the need for a program that manages a living environment. ever-changing and evolving security requirements, PCI DSS. So that's what's new from the team at New Rocket LLC. Next up, Serenity Core, that's been referenced in two previous release notes. We're finally going to get to those release notes here, to 7.4.1. And in this version, in the workspace, new permit management, a new permit page to manage permit details and compliance activities, and new permit scheduling to manage reoccurring compliance activities related to permits. Under the EHS homepage, converted query conditions to defined query conditions for task count cards. Under Establishment Center, new center list layout with tab pages, new establishment page with embedded permit management, and OSHA reporting. Under Operational Risk Assessment, new center list layout with tab pages, improved performance of risk assessment pages to reduce page load time for a large number of controls, ability to search risk items on a risk assessment, added ability to add comments to risk items on a risk assessment, ability to see findings and actions across all risk items on a risk assessment, and new ability to manage schedules of risk assessments on risk assessment template pages. We're going to scroll down for more information because there's still more. Under findings and actions, a new center list layout with tab pages, same thing for investigations. And under additional stuff that doesn't fit in those buckets, a new vehicle table to manage vehicle inventory, including vehicle and registration details, ability to view platform notifications for actions, finding, investigations, investigation tasks, and risk assessments via the notification bell icon in the next experience, new due date-based notifications on actions, investigation tasks, and risk assessments when tasks are overdue, due today, due tomorrow, due this week, updated attributes to enable global search for actions, findings, investigations, investigation tasks, and risk assessments, new time card entry table to aggregate and manage employee hours, improved enhanced entity mapping performance to reduce execution time, new out-of-box country subdivisions based on ISO naming conventions on install, and lastly, new attributes on people, including emergency contact, associate ID, position, exempt status, and position start date. There are a list of bug fixes and security updates as well. I'll leave it to you to go check those out, so I don't have to read all of those, but very, very thorough release notes from the team at Serenity EHS Incorporated. Our last highlight for this episode is going to be TACM app, IT Financial Management, or ITFM, CSDM compliant cost model. Updated version 1.1.0, and in this version they've created two new ITFM data sources, budget and actuals, and corresponding to cost models. Added the ITFM workspace, allowing for easy addition of allocation drivers. And that, everyone, is our entire episode. Let's check out one more time what you just saw or heard. We had 3 new releases, 9 highlights, 3 compatibility updates, 6 minor updates, 3 fixes, and 5 release notes fails. I hope you found this video or podcast helpful. If you did, please like, please subscribe, or share it with somebody who you think might be interested in what's new or what got updated in the ServiceNow store. And until next time, don't forget to always be learning.